This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian state TV said Tuesday that Iran will not stop its 20% uranium enrichment activities before the United States lifts all sanctions on Tehran, as both countries seek a graceful way to return to international nuclear talks. The 2015 international nuclear deal removed economic sanctions on Tehran in return for curbs on Iran's nuclear program to make it harder for Tehran to develop a nuclear weapon, as an ambition that Iran denies having. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the international nuclear deal in 2018, after which Iran began ramping up its enrichment activities again. Asked if the Biden administration still plans to submit a proposal to bring Iran back to the table, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday, quote, "We remain committed to pursuing a diplomatic process to develop a way forward, to determine a way forward. Sometimes," she added, "that takes some time." Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez's brother was sentenced to life in prison by a New York judge on Tuesday for large-scale drug trafficking. Prosecutors said President Hernandez himself had been a co-conspirator in his brother's crimes, although he was not charged in the case. Tony Hernandez, who's 42, was found guilty in October 2019 on four counts, including conspiring to import cocaine into the United States, possessing machine guns, and making false statements. Hernandez's defense team had called for the mandatory minimum sentence of 40 years, while prosecutors had demanded life, stressing that Hernandez had shown no remorse and was a central figure in one of the largest cocaine trafficking conspiracies in the world. More on this and all the stories.